Blog Talk Radio.
MVP Radio.
My niggas rock them fitted, them snapbacks.
For being black.
Yeah, DC Cap. That's all my niggas rocking is the DC Cap. Red, white, and the blue. Right. To the left or the right. OVF right. In the building. You can tell by the hype. Tell I started hype. Off on my own. Ended up with a family. Lay you flat on your back.
Flat on
so
back.
You niggas can't stand me. I'm rocking DC Cap.
DC Cap.
Spin it up, snap back. It's the DC Cap.
I'm in the DC Cap. Okay. I said a TC cap. Don't disrespect my city, the whole TC strap.
JP.
Hit the block with them tools, you know my fam don't play. Them bullets rain, quiet storm, no camo J. Straight, right, money, long game. Got the whole jock and Kennedy with the cane. Yeah, the whole mob is so shopping. I come forward, niggas win that I've been trapped. Running winter time, early summertime, a twin flash.
The damn
your package. I supply the package that you work for. Go for Long Ranger, no Chuck Norris. I'm cocky with the confident thing. I just whip it till it's white like a washing machine. Yeah, I harsh you a thing. I'm just trying to get your money up. Ice cream man on the block and they be running up. Gotta keep a pistol for them issues that be coming up. Mad cause they hit rock bottom and I'm coming up. If you gave me 20 trips, I'd run them up. Keep the conversation short when that money comes. Head black, keep the free on steel. Had a nigga stab your toe like your feet on steel. Fuck around and get hog tied. Go for lock on a nigga like a dog bite. Go, bitch.
Yes, your boy Soda Black, aka Mr. Hard Being Black, and that was my single, Bread Dope Big Faces, you know, on this Hard Being Black mixtape. If y'all ain't got that, it's free on the internet at reverbnation.com/blackopsmovement. You know, I got my my new calls in the building today, you know what I'm saying? What's good, Miss Queen T, you rocking?
Yo, what's up, what's good, Soda Black? I'm rocking.
Shit, chilling. You know how I do, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you go and tell the people, man, your little info, even though we all know you, but you know.
We already know this, your girl, Miss Queen T. You know what I'm saying? I run this shit next to Blow Radio. Co-hosting with my boy, Soda Black, tonight. You know, channel Real Talk right here on Next to Blow Radio. Normally, y'all can tune in with me on Tuesdays with Magasia. Miss Queen T. Magasia show on Tuesdays, also co-hosting on Thursdays with Lyrical Incisions and Saturdays again with Magasia. But, you know, I'm on here every day, 7 days a week. So y'all can follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T. That's MZQUEENT. Hit me up on Facebook, Miss Queen T. Combo. But yeah, Soda Black, I appreciate you for letting me co-host with you as well.
Man, most definitely. It's an honor to have you, you know what I'm saying? The infamous Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nobody like you.
I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all can check me out, facebook.com, Soda Black, SOTABLAKK, or you can hit me up on Twitter. I need some more followers, so follow me. I'll follow back, Soda. SOTA underscore Black BLAKK. Holla at your boy, man, you know?
Yes, sir. Yo, if you guys are now tuned in, make sure you press that 1 to go live. I see all the numbers lighting up, all the different area codes. Press that 1 to go live. If you're ready to go live with us, press the 1. Also, if you guys are tuned in through the web, y'all can call in at any time right now, 718-664-9115. Talk to myself or Soda Black. AKA it's hard being black.
And you already know it is. And I know we got some topics for y'all. You know, we stay with them topics of the day, man. You know, we ain't gonna release them both right now, but the first topic of the day, if y'all wanna go ahead and press this one, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what's y'all dream Christmas gift this year, you know what I'm saying? Like if you was, you know, just to get one thing, like you know what I'm saying, what's that one thing that you really want this year for Christmas, man? So go ahead and press that one. You know, if you know what you want, if you don't know what you want, shit, act like you know what you want. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this, man. Go and press that one. Tell me what you want for Christmas. Maybe a boyfriend slash, you know, mama or somebody probably listening, and you know they might mess around and get it for you. You know.
Or so the black over there might just get it for you. You never know.
Shit, or Santa Claus. But it goes down. It's channel real talk, man. If you can't say it here, you can't say it nowhere, man. You know, so everybody, all my callers, man, you know, shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all for calling in. Shout out to you, Queen T. Appreciate you for being here. And shout out to Next Blow, because we Next Blow.
All right, all right. Well, let's go ahead and get into these callers. Let's get take the first caller out of the 302. Caller 302-250.
Yo, what's happening, bro?
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, what's good? What's good? What's good? It's Trevor, Soda Black, Queen P. What's up with y'all?
Man, we just over here chilling, man. You doing us, man. How you feeling on this nice snowy night, brother?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good, man. Ain't no snow out this way, but you know, I'm on Delaware. But don't bring it to us too soon, bro.
right.
Well, we got a whole foot full of snow, so we got it wrong.
Most definitely do. So, hey, my dude, you know, it's like this, man. You know, we got these questions, man. What's that one thing you want for Christmas this year, brother?
Real talk. Have both my kids. You feel me? Not to go too deep, but have both my kids. That's one thing. But on another note, another thing I can have, some fans, man. I need some more fans, man. I need Santa to put some fans in my stockings, man.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Santa Claus, man, go on, drop that dude like 3,000 followers on Twitter, man.
Hey.
And on there, man. You know what I mean?
Right, though.
Hey, yo, bro.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. I'm laughing. I'm dead serious. That's real, Santa. Hook a nigga up, man.
Oh,
this
great.
I'm kicking up.
Like that, man. Straight like that. Hey, bro, man, you got any shout-outs, man? You want to do any song requests, man? You got, you know?
Yeah, man, I definitely give a shout-out to, first of all, you know, respect to the show and everything, man. Definitely do your thing, man. You know, this is definitely an outlet for, like, independent artists. So, you know, this is cool that this can happen. You feel what I'm saying? So shout-out to you. Shout-out to Queen T, man. She got to be, like, you buzzing, Queen T. It's only a matter of time, man, you know what I mean? Real talk. Like, it's only a matter of time. And if they knew what I knew, they would rock with you tough. Like, whoever rocking with you, artist, publicist, whatever you are out there, you definitely need to really rock with Next to Blow. You don't want to be one of them ones that be, like, seeing a good thing about to happen, and then you kind of, like, holding your cards, and then when it blow up, then you want to rock with it, because you definitely one of them on their way. You're on your way, girl. You got to grind like no other. I like that grind.
That's what it is.
You know, you my peoples anyway, but shout out to the world, man. Shout out to the listeners, man. You know, you can follow me on Twitter. You know what I mean? The real blue chip. You feel me? I'm up in here tripping off this. My girl got me watching these L.A. basketball wise, man. They be tripping on here, cuz. Like, where are they? Crazy. I'm a reality show junkie now. You can't pull me from VH1 now. You hear me? Straight up, girl. They got me.
Man, that's that reality TV for you, man. I don't try to get too caught up in it, but, man, it is crazy.
They got me, man. They got me because I was in the cut, handling my business, hitting the studio, and they got me. But, for those, you know, artists from out Delaware, man, you know, check out my single right now. I'm pushing my single. It's called Forever. Quincy, I don't know if you got that on there, though, but I know I sent it there. You know, if y'all could play that, that'd be dope. You know what I mean? I got the video, too, on YouTube. You know, type in Forever, man, and check that out, man.
All right, well, hey, yo, right, P-Bro, you know what I'm
saying? I'm looking.
Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? Just in case if we don't got it, man, why don't you go and tell the people, man, where they can go check that out at on YouTube, how to spell it, you know?
Okay, yeah, Blue Chip, first of all. Follow me on Twitter, The Real Blue Chip. Follow me on Facebook. Blue Chip, you type that in, you'll get to me, you feel me? I got my Facebook under my government, but I ain't gonna throw that out there. what does that say? Instagram, Chipper302 on Instagram. You can get the single Forever on iTunes or Amazon. So, you know, it's only 99 cents, man. Go ahead and ride with your cousin for 99 cents, you feel me? I know you're gonna spend that on a king size Snicker anyway. Go ahead and help your boy out.
You know what I mean? I spend that on a black edition every hour, you know, so it's nothing.
You feel me? Ain't about nothing. But that's what it's all about, though. That's what it's all about, support, man. But, yeah, man, yeah, I mean, rock that joint, Queens. You got it. Let the world hear that for me, man. You know, I appreciate the support.
All right, I'm trying to pull it up right now. I'm just having computer issues a little bit, you know.
I'm gonna be like red on five heartbeats. That thing spinning. He said my business hours from 9 to 5. You wanna get that thing spinning, Queen?
No, for sure.
That's what it is. Shout out to y'all though, but I'm tuned in with y'all. You know, I'm gonna get ready for work a little later on though. But I ain't been on here in a minute, so I'm rocking with y'all. I'm definitely check that out though. I'm on y'all line on your trip.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. We appreciate you, man.
For sure, bro. I'm here. I'm locked in. Queen.
Yo, what's up?
What
Yo,
up with the kid, it. Man? What's good with the kid?
What you mean? What's good with the kid?
You know, you be grinding, boy. She go through snowstorms to be grinding. Well, where you at now?
Oh, I'm back in Minneapolis.
Oh, you back out there? Okay. That's what it is. That's what it is. I got to get with you with Asia, too. All right, get with y'all, too. We got to go ahead and put something together, too, official, too. I kind of been ripping and running now. I'm good now. I got some things, so I definitely want to get with y'all, definitely, though.
Definitely.
Yo,
you know how we do. I appreciate it. Oh, also, I don't know, sort of, if you got Instagram, but I created Instagram yesterday, so I need followers. And I'm so confused. I'm lost as fuck. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know how. I posted one picture. Oh, no.
Man.
But yeah, follow me
man.
On Instagram, MissQueenT_XO.
So I
might give you some hugs and kisses on that bitch. I don't know.
Hey. I'm doing that now.
But
I'm going to follow
you now, though. I don't see it on the switchboard, so I'm going to have to go and play dope, okay?
Okay, yeah, that'll work. You know, everything dope. We still dope.
But, yeah. All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you know what it is. All right, Black.
For sure, my dude. For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Shout out to the real blue chip in the building, 302
blue
Delaware,
chip.
Stand up. Yo.
No, chip
yo,
off
so
the whole flat. Yo, yo.
You want to go ahead and get into some more callers, and you want to get into that track, or what you want to do?
Man, let's take one more caller, man. Then we're going to go into my man track, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Shout out to all the callers. And like I said earlier, if you guys are just now tuned in, press that 1 to go live with us. If you guys want to go live at any time, press the 1. We're going to get into this call out of the 469-364. Caller, who is this? And where are you calling from?
Hello.
Okay.
Yo, yo. Where you calling from? What's your name, brother?
Yeah, this is boy Woody Wood, the Southern Cheetah. Super Peter, what's happening?
Chilling. I see you amped up today, boy. What you off, man?
Oh, man, I'm good. What's up, Queen T?
Hi, Woody.
What's up, girl? Man. Oh, man.
Yo, Woody,
what's
I want to introduce you to Soda Black. He's, you know, this is his show. I'm just co-hosting. That's my boy,
right.
Soda Black. Yo, that's Woody Wood out
what's
of Texas.
Up?
Yo, Woody, what you been up to?
What's up, man? You know me, been grinding, man. Been going through it, man. I miss you, girl. What's happening? And what's up, Soda Black? Miss Magafia? What's up, Miss Magafia? Say, man, what's up, man? What's up, world? What's up, man? What's happening, man? It's your boy,
man. Shout out to you, man. Shout out to you, my nigga. This nigga going in. Hey, my dude, you know we got them questions, though, man. You know what I'm saying? This next to Blow Radio / Channel Real Talk. We got them questions of the day on this station, man. So basically, the question is, what's your dream gift for Christmas, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's something that you would love to get for Christmas this year, bro?
What I love to get for Christmas is, man, unity, man. I want us all to be unified, you know what I'm saying? Without unity, we don't have nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, it's supposed to local artists and your underground artists, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what we're going through out here, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
Hey, man, you don't know what nobody's story is and stay prayed up, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to stay prayed up, you know what I'm saying? And say, I appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man. It's been a long time, you know what I'm saying? I always follow Miss Queen T, and, man, she always hitting me up, you know what I'm saying? Man, that's what's up, my dog.
Hey yo, you got any shout outs, anything you wanna do, man, before we go into this track real quick by my nigga Blue Chip?
Yeah, I give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, next to Blow, you know what I'm saying, Miss Queen T, Shoulder Black, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my cheaters out there. What's up with it? You know what I'm saying? We with Southern Cheetah, Super Peter, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the building with next to Blow. You know what I'm saying? Shoulder Black, Queen T, Miss McGuffey. You know what I'm saying? It's the hottest, you know what I'm saying, show you tune in to, you know what I'm saying? And I just appreciate y'all for having me on here, you know what I'm saying? I'm always an honor and a pleasure and an honor, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, my nigga. Hey, man. We appreciate you for calling, man. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely stay tuned in, man. We got interviews coming up, man. We got topics, man. We got ticket giveaways if these motherfuckers acting right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going down, man. And it's only on Channel Real Talk, man, next to Blow Radio.
Already.
For sure. Hey, yo, Miss Queen T.
Oh, yeah. My bad. What's up?
Nah. It ain't nothing. I was just trying to introduce my nigga Blue Chip, you know what I'm saying, track with that dope, you know what I'm saying? Like my nigga said, you know what I'm saying? Blue Chip, you know what I'm saying? In the building, you know what I'm saying? Play that track, Miss Queen T, you know what I'm saying?
You was a mess. All right, we're about to get into this track right here by my nigga Blue Chip out of Delaware. Dope. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Turn up. Okay. Back. Remember sitting in the crib, no light. Another ball drop and get your dough right. Remember sitting in the crib, no light. Another ball drop and get your dough right. Now my life feeling like great adventure. It cost a ride, baby, gotta pay the end. Number 2, Jay still flying coach. I know a lot of niggas still buying dope. Had that white girl dancing like Ellen. Mad cause you eating, now these niggas telling. Leave that boy alone, he ain't rap type. But niggas, they don't hear you till you snap, right? Okay, Bonnie with the lights in. You used to be the man, where your hype went? I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. Okay, I'm sitting on the money like a lazy boy. I'm Vimmering in your crib, you just a baby boy. Tyree, I sweet, South Beach, new LeBrons, you ain't got these fly sneaks. I ran into my man, said he tryna rock. That fruit coming in like we had to die. I used to have a dream of 100 racks. Till I had 8 a carry like a running back. Sleep with me, keep snoring. No sports when I'm scoring. Pray to God to see the morning. Now nigga out here touring. Where I'm from, boy, they call me buying. My brother in the kitchen, chicken frying. Okay, phone tap, I don't care. Labels say they looking for me, tell them I'm in Delaware. Okay, I did make the freshman class. But I'm OC. Count a lot of cash. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot. I swear I throw my hood up like a jump shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I throw my hood up like a dope shot. I said dope shot. Jump shot. Yeah, that shit dope right there. My nigga Blue Chip, man, out of Delaware, man. Shout out to my nigga and his whole motherfucking movement / state, city, county, town, village, all that shit, man. Blue Chip. Miss Queen
you know
T, you rocking with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I'm fucking with him. That shout out to Blue Chip. Been fucking with him for a minute. And the whole Delaware stand up 302.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Do we got anybody on the call box trying to holler at us right about now?
Yes, 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 of course. Shout out to all the callers. I see y'all. 952-202-302-314-323-614-612. Shout out to all y'all. Press that one to go live if y'all want to go live. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. So the black calling under the 952-913.
Hello?
Yo, yo, what's up? You live on Channel Real Talk. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Veronica. I'm from Burnsville, and I was just calling to give, you know, some support to you guys. And,
Veronica from Burnsville, huh?
Yep.
How you feeling out there in Burnsville?
Cold.
Cold.
Born out
hey,
here.
For all y'all people that don't know, well, y'all probably do know, but it's cold in the motherfucking Minnesota right now, so you know what I'm saying?
And if I see somebody with shorts on, I'm going to flame your ass on spot. I don't see too many people walking around with shorts on. I took pictures of them and put them on Instagram. Had to Instagram that hoe. Can't be coming outside with no shorts on.
Hey, you say Instagramming that hoe. Hey, but check this out, though. You know, this Channel Real Talk, man, we got them questions, them topics of the day. So I don't know how long you've been listening, but the question of the day is, like, what's your dream Christmas gift? Like, what was something you would want for Christmas this year? For
sure, for sure. Let's see. For Christmas, I want somebody to pay my tuition for the next 6 years so I ain't got to pay for it because I ain't got time to be working my ass off for all my money to be going to school.
Mm,
and then, of course,
damn. Well, shit, I don't think Santa could take care of that. Obama probably could fucking help you out, but, you know, that's a whole other story. I'm going to write Obama a letter and see what he can do for you, you know what I'm saying? He's going to put something under your tree, you know what I'm saying? Put a stimulus package under your tree or some shit. Hopefully that'll work.
Nah, I'm just joking. That's not what I want. Not just enough for all my family to get together and, like, be cool with each other. No fighting, no arguing, no drama, no hypocrites, none of that. I don't got time for it. I'll walk about the place and ignore them for the rest of my life. And
oh, no. You got any shout-outs you want to do? Anybody out there?
Giving a shout-out to you.
To who, me?
But, yeah, you.
Ah, shit. No, say, what about Miss Queen T?
Oh, my bad. Shout-out to you.
It's all good.
But other than that, I don't really know what else I want for Christmas. Everything I want, I got for myself, so I don't really need anything. That's what a boss does. They don't ask anybody for anything for Christmas.
Hey,
that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Hey, well, we appreciate you for calling in, man. We hope you stay on the line. We got music. We got ticket giveaways. We got interviews coming up, you know, so chill out.
I might
go ahead
and
sip, whatever
paper,
you do.
So I'll chime back in later on, but other than that, I'd like to get back to this homework and basketball life.
Oh, yeah, most definitely out of your reality TV business. Go ahead.
All right, bye.
It's kind of real talk, man. It's reality TV. Miss Queen T, that's what we competing with. We competing with basketball wives in this motherfucker.
God damn. Hey, I'm missing it right now for Channel Real Talk, but I'd rather be tuning into Channel Real Talk anyway, so.
Man,
I can't
them hoes
say,
rich,
I can't
man.
Say
let
rerun.
Them hoes make their money.
Exactly. What you want to do? Get into another track or what's good?
Man, a matter of fact, it's up to you, Miss Queen T. What you want to do?
Well, I want to get into the short track by my boy Arson, and then we're going to get into them callers. Shout out to the 202 and the 302 next up. But let's go ahead and get into this track right here by my boy Arson, I Just.
Okay, let's go.
Straight
straight out of Diamond Star Productions.
Hell up in the kitchen, I feel like Chef Ramsay. Fuck up out the kitchen if you ain't cooking yams, B. I'ma stick to A, motherfucker plan B. Going back to hood mode, all red champy. My nigga started stampede, if you want that damn beat. Stomp a nigga out and have him screaming like a banshee. After that he MIA, no Miami. We live that savage life, R.I.P. to Randy. I be on, on. It's getting hot in here like they turn the oven on. Austin, you dealing with a heavyweight. I get money every day, fuck what I hate to say. I'm all about that paper. If you ain't about that guap, see you later. Paper plane gave me weight, but I want more. I'm talking way more, like a seashell. E-R, I act a ass for money, nigga. She's on, but I don't flash the money, nigga. Cause I gotta keep it with the bank. That okay, scrap money on my mind like a wave cap. I chase that money, money, paper, 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 moolah. Got a hot hand, but my air's in the cooler. Teach you how to stump, boy, let me cool. I don't think I do, nigga. I ain't got a dealer.
Yeah, this channel Real Talk with your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mr. Hard Being Black. I got my co-host in the building, Queen T. We all the way turned up on this side. You know, we digging that money, all type of shit, man. We just playing all these hot songs. Finna go into this interview in about 20 minutes, and, you know, it's next to blow.
Yes, sir. Also, shout out to Stevie Universe in the chat box, and shout out to the guests in the chat box as well. Y'all want to log on to the chat box and chat with the rest of them, go ahead and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. If you guys are tuned in through the web or anything else besides your phone and y'all want to call in, go ahead and call in that number right now, 718-664-9115. Press that 1 to go live. Yo, so the what?
Yo, I'm in the building.
You never asked me what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh, damn, everybody's forgetting about Queen T today, huh? Shit. So, Miss Queen
well,
T.
Actually, what I want, one of the things I want, you know what I'm saying, is the sexy ass dude, right? OMG.
Ah, shit, man. Are you sure this
OMG.
Channel Real Talk? All right.
And this person is on the line. This person is on the line right now. And we about to
this nigga is on the line and you want it for Christmas.
Yep.
Well, let's see if Soda Black Claus, I'm saying. I'm going to see if Soda Black Claus can, you know what I'm saying, make your gift come true.
No, I'm fucking with you. But we go ahead and bring in this caller out of the 202 caller. Who is this? Let everybody know. I know who this is, but let everybody know who this is.
Hello.
Yo, 202, what's your name?
What's up,
where you calling
Queen?
From?
Soda Black, 3030 the Murderland Prince in the building, Gangsta Chronicles in the house.
Okay.
Miss Z and
Most definitely appreciate you for calling in, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? Where you say you calling from again? Tell the people.
Man, we calling out the DMV. Hey, Miss Q, it's a hell of a Christmas name.
Okay, calling out the DM.
Yo,
yeah, that's what it is.
But Jane, you know what time it is, man. Gangsta Chronicles represent.
That's what's up.
What's going on with Gangsta Chronicles? What you guys working on right now?
Right now, I don't know if y'all seen it right now, but y'all can go download the little homie Prop CD. It's called The Magic Hour. And we got the Beat Jockers coming out in maybe like a week or so. So that be looking for that real soon. That's all of us, Mr. Dink, Ms. Zila, Half Dog, Prop, and of course me. you know, Gangsta Chronicles. We had a few videos come out on Worldstar a couple weeks ago too. So man, we got a lot going on. You already know how we do it.
Are y'all back on that that Worldstar block every Monday and Thursday?
Nah, we're not gonna be on there every Monday and Thursday, but you know when we come on there, we're gonna definitely be on there heavy.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's what it is.
Yo,
hey,
let everybody
bro.
Know how they can follow you on Twitter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. 3030DMP. You can follow Miss Zeal at GC_FirstLady. Follow Mr. Dink at villain_style. That's villain_style. And follow Gang Chronicles too. Gang Chronicles. That's for the Gangsta Chronicles Twitter page. Oh. And make sure y'all check out GangstaChroniclesMusic.com. So, I mean, hey, we got a lot of links, I know, right?
Gangsta Chronicles in the building. That's all that matters.
For sure, my Nagasha. Hey, man, shout out to Soda Black and Miss Queen T. Thank y'all for having us on the show and everything.
Man, for sure. Hey, but yo, man, you know we got some questions on this Young Channel Real Talk, man. So, you know, this year for Christmas, man, what's something, you know, that you would like for sure want? You know what I'm saying? Even if you know you can't get it, but you just still want it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, shit, I want what everybody else want. World peace.
Oh, okay. Straight like that.
If that's too much, I'd take a Vic and a fifth of Patron, Miss Queen T naked on the side, if you would.
Oh, shit. Well, hey, I'm going to go holler at Santa, man, you know, see what he can do, man, because I think y'all both got a little gift, you know, similar to you know, whatnot. So it's going down only on Channel Real Talk, man. If you can't say it here, you can't say it nowhere, right?
That's what's up, my noggin, man. Thanks, show.
For sure. Gangsta Chronicles in the motherfucking building, man. You heard the links, man. Go on, look that man up. Go on, look up his team, man. They all on Worldstar, all on the goddamn web. They all in your
face. Hey, also, they was in XXL magazine. I don't know if y'all remember a few months back when Kendrick Lamar was on there. The whole Gangsta Chronicles on there, 30-30. Shout out to them doing their thing. I definitely appreciate them when they call in. So,
man, appreciate the love most definitely. Miss Queen T,
yo,
as you turned up.
Turned up, yo. No, wait, let me stop. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller.
Who'd that be like?
302.
302 in the building, what's good?
Yo, what's good? It's AC, man, what's poppin'?
Chillin', man.
Talk to me.
Oh, man, yo, man. Yo, I had a laugh just now, man, because Miss Queen T, man, she's crazy, man. Yo, I don't know how you deal with her, Soda Black, man, but she's crazy.
Hey, man, I'm a little crazy myself. That's the only way it'll work, man, you know?
Yo,
why
man,
you
I know
laughing?
She's smiling. Because you know I'm laughing, don't play. You know I'm laughing. 30-30, what up?
30-30.
Nah, man, but look, man, like I said, man, before, you know what I mean, I'm going to say it again. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all definitely, you know, again, y'all provide that outlet, man, for the indie artists, man. So shout out to y'all for doing that, man. You know, I salute y'all, for real. This means a lot, man, for real, because it's hard out here and for us to have an outlet to come and be heard. And every week, you know, we get to interact with people and, you know, network, man. It's a beautiful thing. So shout out to y'all for this, man.
Man, most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, people like you, man, you know, because y'all is the ones who make the show. If it wasn't for y'all, I'd just be sitting here talking to this crazy woman all day. You feel me? So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for, you know what I'm saying, making the show what it is, man, because we all next to blow eventually.
Yes. You damn right, man. All this hard work going to pay off one day.
One day or one night, you know what I mean?
Right, man. Miss Queen T.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, AC.
Yo.
I don't know if you got the tweet that I tweeted out earlier, but, man, make sure, you know, after this show goes off air, you know, you can definitely catch the replay of myself, Miss Queen T. Magasia show, interviewing 4Deep Music's own hit on yesterfmradio.com the replay of the Miss Quincy Magasia show last week. So
definitely, man. Hey, man, if anybody missed that, it was a good interview. And I'm not just saying that because these are my peoples, but it was a real good interview. You know what I mean? You know, some good insight. So, you know what I mean? If anybody get a chance, man, they still listening, man, listen to that interview. And, you know, as mentioned in the interview, man, we always looking, you know, open to working with anybody. We ain't, you know, cocky. We ain't, you know, oh, nah, we too big for this. We ain't Hollywood and shit like that. So anybody willing to work, man, let's do it.
Let's do it.
What's up?
What's up? Yo, AC, you got a request you want to get in or anything?
Yo, I did hear you play that Forever joint. That's what's up. You know what I mean? I mean, not Forever, Dope by Blue Chip. So shout out to Blue Chip, man. I'm trying to think, man, if I should hear that, you know, that good Out Delaware joint, you know? My man Bobby Dimes, OT's own.
No, you want to hear it?
Yeah, man. Hey, let's get it popping.
I like that.
No, I love this track. This track is crazy. Like, even people call in to request this track that's not even from Delaware or even knows who the artist is. They just love this track. So, and I'm one of them, too, so I definitely love this track.
Hey.
Go ahead and introduce it.
Hey, man, look, man, it's the man, Bobby Dimes, OT's own. Shout out to the whole OT Records family, man. Bobby Dimes. Out Delaware, this is heavy there.
I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there.
I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. So when they looking for me, them pussies they never there.
We got the jizzle in the building, shooters in the background. Let a nigga step Northburg, sitting back down. Whoop, they through the book, fuck niggas, yeah, I'm back now. Bunch of funny niggas fat now. Joke game silly, all these plugs on the rats now. Three shits nitty, all these frogs on rap now. 20 throw his dukes up, try me to death. Put the G's in your swag, make it cool, the rest is set. All my niggas heavy head, play for heavy metal gear. Chest shot it, burn his body like Patron the Belvedere. Talk about it in they rap, but these pussies never there. Real recognized, real, I look familiar everywhere. That's why they see me on the TV, banging on my CDs. Getting to that money like I'm bagging up from OZ. Scratching and surviving, now I'm stacking and supplying. Come from frog, where you be at? I'm on Delaware, where pussies don't really be at. I rack the bag, that the place is OT at. Living forklifts, them killers don't need ski masks. Shout the dumb city where Boob and KB at. 20 money, baby, the dub is where they re at. Project money, the bucket, the 2-6. Shout the KG, plus Grams and Larry Lips. Couple shooters out 40, go to war for me. Yellow with the purple, throw it back, rap Ori. Most of the monster, two nights Esco. Giving out funk, work, crap, crawl, let's go. We round like the West Coast. In the wreck yard. Douse the B near while he move on my baby Randolph. Certified goons all down for some shooting.
Right.
Feel for John Jay, them crackers uptown roofed them. Can't forget Flies, Larry Lips, and G-Y. Breeze with it is all the ox and Ace of Lime. North ain't been the same since Ant got all the time. Damn, JJ, she was triple, what you doing? The pig told him Domo, Bam got an elbow. Jerry took a piece for the seven, but got railroad. The feds grabbed repo, now I've kept the G-Do. Leak was getting money, but the Jacks missed Rico. Bert, that's my people, live by the G-Code. Who got A, but they rock KG, though. Box can't come home, Shan on death row. Moves took the feds, but PA wouldn't let go.
I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there. I'm out Delaware, my niggas is heavy there.
gotta take that treatment and take the abuse. Just tell the truth, it ain't no reason to make an excuse. You don't deserve it from anybody, nor any dude, cause you're a Q-U-E-E-N. And this is how the story began. I can see them bruises on your face, your arms and your thighs, and you wearing dark shades just to cover your eyes. This ain't no game, baby girl, why you trying to disguise? And you making up your stories, ain't no time to deny. Oh, you tripped and hit your face, well it looked like you died. And you know a nigga love you, I can see through them lies. And I don't got to see no tears and I can tell that you cry. What it's gonna take for you to wake up that day that he wake up so mad that he hates you and he just hit your face up to your ass. Don't wake up, well I pray to God that you wake up, cause I don't wanna see you in that casket and bomb with that makeup. Cause that's another man's love, another man's pleasure. He know he needs you, but he treats you like he don't want you. Knowing there's men in the street like me who really want you, and they take your mind, body, and soul and really flaunt you to the world. Scream it out, this my girl, and it ain't nobody else like her, not in this whole world. I got that perfect diamond, I got that perfect pearl. Like when she flat iron her hair, I got that perfect curl. Happiness and relationship makes a perfect world. Me and you in a spin, now that's a perfect twirl. Damn, you beautiful in and out, you perfect girl. It ain't no Michelle without Barack, yeah, that's for certain. But what we need to realize as men is vice versa.
Yo, man, it's your boy Soda Black, a.k.a. Mrs. Hard Being Black. I'm in the building right now with my co-host, Miss Queen T. You know what I'm saying? Well respected. Man, we just over here chilling, turned up, playing this music, finna get into these interviews real quick. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to all the listeners. If y'all online, on the computer listening, go ahead and call in. 718-664-9115. That's 718-664-9115. You know what I'm saying? Go on, hop off the computer and hop on the line. We got topic questions of the day. We got ticket giveaways we finna do in a little minute. And, you know, it's going down. We next to blow.
We next to blow. You already know. And that last track we just got into after Out in Delaware by Bobby Dimes, that was the second song, was 4Deep Music's own H.I.T. Queen. Make sure y'all look that up on iTunes. Shout out to AC again for calling in. Delaware in the building, Texas in the building, ATL in the building, Cali in the building, St. Louis in the building. Shout out to all the callers, like he said. If y'all want to call in right now, 718-664-9115. Press that one. We global, we worldwide in this bitch. You already know. Next to Blow Radio. We's about to get into that interview in 9 minutes. We all the franchise will be in the building. Lorenzo Hampton, let's go. But before that, we're going to get into this next caller. So the black calling out of the 731 area code, caller 928.
731-928. Hello. Yo, yo, what's up?
Hello,
what's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Eskimo calling from Jackson, Tennessee.
Tennessee in the building, man. What's good with you, bro? Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm originally from Illinois, though, Danville, Illinois. But I'm just going to give my shout-outs to Jackson, though.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Anybody out there, man, you want to shout out, man, anybody?
Yeah, your boy, my boy JB, he battled somebody on Sunday on the line. My brother JB, shout out to him.
Oh, yeah, 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 most definitely. It was a classic. It was a classic.
Yeah. Shout out to them 217 area boys.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, my dude. Hey, you know what I'm saying? This channel real talk, man, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got no battles. But we do got topics of the day, man. So, you know, the question of the day is, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, what's something, man, that like, you'll really want for Christmas, even though if you might not can't have it, might not can't afford it right now, but, like, you know, what's something that you would really want, man?
Man, the one thing that I really want for Christmas is just to be recognized, like, my music work and all that, because I've been working on this since I was young. I'm still, you know, I ain't got professional with it. I'm doing what I
right.
can do. I just want to get recognized and get out there.
Right. Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. That ain't too hard, right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all people going to listen to this, man. Hey, why don't you tell people where they can find you at, man, on your websites or whatnot, anything?
You can find me on Facebook. You can look me up under, what's the name? My name on Facebook is Mar Eskimo Cole Foreman. Or you can hit me up on Twitter at Eskimo Status.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I'm saying, well, like I said, man, we appreciate you for calling in, my dude.
Yep.
Already.
Yep.
We got niggas in the building from everywhere. Miss Queen T is going down, man. We got East Coast, West Coast, down south. Minnesota, Midwest, where the fuck you at, man? Get on this line, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? We got tickets, you know, that we trying to give away to all my Minnesota callers. You know, no disrespect to out of towners, but you know, this is a Minnesota party that I'm attending. It's at the Imperial Room, downtown Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? December 19th. You know what I'm saying, thrown by Lorenzo Hampton in the franchise. You know what I'm saying, which we will be getting into his interview in a little bit. But you know, my man go hard on the parties. Parties be crazy, bananas, you're going to hear about it the next morning, you know what I'm saying? We got tickets to give away for that, so any Minnesota callers, man, if y'all want to, you know, try to win some tickets, go and press that one. We're going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's at the Imperial Room. It's called One Dope Christmas Party, and it's on December 19th, and it's going down, you know what I'm saying? Straight like that, Minnesota movement.
Yes, sir. Yo, we about to get into this track and then take some more callers and then get right into that interview. We going to get into this track, Yup, Yup, by my girl Germany, out of New Jersey. Let's go.
Damn, right, you niggas.
Yo.
I'm fucking him.
That song right there was straight to the point, right?
Straight to the motherfucking point. Hey. That's real talk right there, though. Hey, she ain't no shame in her game. So shout out to Germany out of New Jersey. That's my girl, Germany, oh so sexy.
Man, Jersey in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? Easy. You know what I'm saying? Like the niggas say, easy.
Easy. Yo, so it's like, let's go ahead and take one call right before we get into this interview. Let's see who this is. Calling out of the 612-545. Caller, who is this?
Skill Gang DV, you know what it is, showing love, you know, T-Queen, you know what it is.
Yo, Skill Gang.
Soda Black
on the line. DV, you
act
like you don't know who Soda Black is.
I ain't never Soda, what's the deal, Black? You know what it is, it's all murder, what's the word, man?
What it is, man. You know you on Channel Real Talk, man. If you on this station, you know what it is, man.
Yeah, I've been on Real Talk a couple of times. It's time to be home now. I know what it is. It's just easy, man.
Gotta know it, man. Hey, yo, man, know what I'm saying? What is you doing on this cold-ass one of day, my dude? Well, actually, a cold-ass one of night, I should say.
Well, shit, motherfuckers going to Young and DV on that Instagram, man. See nothing but Kush, J's in the snow, shit. I ain't doing nothing but loud it out, writing music, man. I'm trying to get this Minnesota movement moving.
Man, that's what it is. I'm all for the same religion, man. Minnesota movement on the way.
Hey, yo, man.
Check this out, man. You know what I'm saying? We got some questions. You know we got some questions, nigga.
Of course.
Yo, what would you want for Christmas this year, man? You know, like your dream gift, man. Even if you couldn't afford it, even if, you know, it's something that you might not get, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you might want it. So, like, is it something that you want?
This Christmas, what I want for Christmas, man, it's for the motherfucking Minnesota movement to start getting on their motherfucking movement. That's what I want for Christmas and for Valentine's Day and for every other fucking celebration, nigga. But this motherfucking Minnesota, they on their fucking movement. And stop acting all slow and shit.
Trey, like that. You want Minnesota niggas to get on their movement, man. So all Minnesota people that's on the line, you know what I mean? I know we got a lot of out-of-towners, man. We got Jacksonville. We got fucking Texas. Delaware, all them in the building. But
oh, yeah,
all my Minnesota people.
Shout out to all the other states, man, listening in, you know, next to Blow, man. Because Soda Black and T-Queen, man, they really trying to change something, man. I salute them, man, all the way, man, 100, man. That's why I get my call in, man. Shout out to every other state who listening. That means y'all supporting. Thank y'all.
Man, that's what it is, bro. Appreciate it, man. You got any more shout-outs, man, you want to do? Anybody back at home? You know, anybody that you know?
Well, you already know. Scale Gang, Uzi McGee. Soda the banger problem, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my niggas, you know, OBF, you know what I'm saying? To the Def, you know what I'm saying? Pyro, Soda Black, T Queen, you already know, the Grind City Boys, you know what it is. The list goes on. Clint the Association, ain't forget my nigga. Holla at your boy, man. Skill Gang, Minnesota, stand the fuck up. Get on your fucking job. This rap shit, y'all moving slow. Get on your fucking job.
Man, that's what it is. Hey, man, know what I'm saying? I know, man, that you know, you be running to a lot of folks, man. Why don't you go and tell these people, man, on the December 19th, man, it's going down at the Imperial Room, man. You know what I mean? It's a, you know what I'm saying, Christmas party. I'm performing, you know what I mean? Scale Gang in the building. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
my nigga Soda Banger.
Definitely in
so,
there.
Yeah.
Definitely in there. Salute my nigga, man. Be there the 19th, man. If you really want to meet DV in person and really meet a nigga, know what a nigga like, man, be there, man. I'm going to be there, man. Salute my nigga Soda Black, man. You know, every day you working, man. This shit's hard out here, man.
Man, hard
like,
being black, man.
Man, already, man. It's hard being black.
Yay.
That's what's up. That's
Miss
what's
Queen
up.
T, hey. You in the building.
Yo.
Is
what
you ready
do?
For this motherfucking interview with my nigga Lorenzo?
Yes, sir. Before we get into that, I just want to say one more thing. I know I say this out throughout the show, but I'm going to say it again for all the new callers I just called in. If y'all want to go live at any time, go ahead and press that one. We will be taking calls sooner than soon, but we're about to get into this interview. And if you guys are tuning through the web, through your phone, or anything besides your cell phone, y'all could definitely call in at any time, 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2 at Soda _ Black BLAKK. Mention us for a shout out if y'all want any shout outs, or if y'all just tuned in, tweet us, let us know. You'll get a retweet as well. So, but we about to get into this interview.
And y'all, I just want to let the people know real quick, you know what I mean? Just because we finna get into an interview don't mean y'all got to stop pressing one, man. If y'all got a question y'all want to ask us, man, we finna interview, y'all more than freely to ask them, you know what I'm saying? If y'all got something to say, you more than freely to speak. Just go ahead and press that one, man. It goes down. It's Channel Real Talk. Don't be scared of shit.
Right. And also, I want to say this, and if you guys are artists or if you guys are looking to perform or anything outside of your city, because we do have a lot of callers outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, or St. Paul, Minnesota, we do have a lot of out-of-state people. So if you guys are an artist that are looking to perform or expand your brand, you will need to stay in tune with this interview, because this man right here puts together shows out here, and we will let him talk more about that. So if you guys are looking to expand your brand or get heard out here, perform outside of your own city, stay in tune so you can get them contact emails, numbers, links, and all that good stuff. So don't hang up, and we about to get into this. I don't know if he ready, though. I don't know.
Let's see. It's only one way to find out.
Yo.
Yo, man.
You feel like a celebrity, though. Man, lovely.
You is a celebrity,
lovely.
Man.
Lovely.
Man, why don't you go ahead, you know what I'm saying? First of all, man, go ahead and tell the people what your name is and where you're calling from, my dude.
Yo, man, you might as well call me Mr. Franchise. Trying to do it big here in Minnesota, man. Shit. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, man. I already put a big ass blueprint on the state, just doing what we do. The brand, Franchise Management Promotions, man, we work with everybody from, man, Brick Squad, you know what I'm saying, Young Money, brought Tiger up here. Man, we working with BET, MTV, man, list goes on. But, you know, what I do is, man, if you're trying to get your name out there, your brand out there, you need to holler at me. We got a whole team behind us trying to put you out there, get your brand out there, get you moving, whether you're an artist, you're a graphic designer, if you're a promoter, whatever, the list goes on. You know, my main thing is if you ain't got, you know what I'm saying, the connections or the right know-how, then you need to keep in contact with me. I'm trying to get it done, man. I'm trying to move out of the Minnesota area, Midwest. I'm talking about state to state, coast to coast. So,
man, that's what's up. But, you know, state to state, coast to coast, but I know you had to start somewhere, man. So, you know, when did you first, you know, knew that you wanted to be a promoter, man, / everything you do? Because I can't even call you a promoter because you do everything, my nigga. So when did you decide to do everything, my nigga?
Well, my whole thing was, you know, when I first started, I'm going to tell you a real-ass story. Every time I went downtown trying to get in the club, I felt like I knew everybody in there, so why the hell do I got to pay to get in? You dig what I'm saying? So my whole thing was, I'm like, instead of me paying to get into other niggas' events or shows or whatever, maybe I need to start doing this shit myself. So that's how we got started, you know what I mean? So, and now I'm opening doors from everybody else. I mean, not just promoting or managing. I mean, we do graphic design. Man, I'm talking, we do web apps, man, website designs. You name it, we've done it. We're about to do it.
Man, that's what's up, man. Straight like that. Is there anything that you do, man, that we left out? Or whatnot, because, man, I want to, you know, tell everybody everything you do, man, you know, to lay it all out there for the people, man.
Oh, man, managing, booking, promoting, pretty much artist management in general. I mean, if you're just starting out and you need to figure out an avenue to get your name out there, your brand out there, you know, we'll help you out with the artist development side of it, whether that be get you in the studio, you know what I'm saying, put you on some tracks, get you some features with other local artists, to, you know, an artist that's already, you know, done it and get you on statewide tours, you know, national tours at the same time.
Okay. And, you know, like, like a line of field like this, you know what I'm saying? This doesn't come with a lot of recognition, but it does come with a lot of hard work. So, like, you know, how do you, like, you know what I'm saying, put that to the side, you know what I'm saying? Like as far as, like, you know, I'm not going to be famous, but, you know, I'm still, you know, doing this hard work, you know, like a regular rapper. Because, I mean, you know, the rappers work hard, but, you know, if they get the fame to pay off, a promoter, you know, it's like, you know, more in the background, man. So, like, you know what I'm saying, how do you handle that, you know?
It's just about being humble, man. You know, my recognition is if I'm working with you from start and you getting that exposure that you're looking for, my job is done. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm still that Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So if you blow up, I'm going to be looking for your ass trying to cash that check. You know what I'm saying? So never forget that. So like I said, just being humble. Being humble. That's all it is. One thing I say about Minnesota cats, you know what I'm saying, or cats in general that I work with, everyone wants to get in the game and receive all the riches, you know what I'm saying? But you got to start out somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't jump out the gate and expect to be a millionaire and book 5-6 shows a month, you know what I'm saying? You got to start out
right
on the ground, so.
Right, right. That most definitely makes a lot of sense, man. But, hey, man, like, you know what I'm saying, where can the people find you, man, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, anything you got, man, you know?
Oh, man, we everywhere. We out here. You find me on Twitter, man, at Mr. Hampton altogether, or you can find our brand, We Are The Franchise, on Twitter. Same thing on the Facebook, / We Are The Franchise, at the website, wearethefranchise.com. Man, we everywhere. So, man, be on the lookout, man. We got some big events coming up, too. December 13th, man, I got some events, I'd be forgetting half of them so much. December 13th. We got some one coming up at the terminal in Minneapolis. That's with the Trendbreakers and my brand as well. We got some high performers coming out. Then right after that, we got the One Dope Christmas. That's one part of the One Dope Ass Show series we got going on at the Imperial Room. If you don't know about that, we probably got some of the hottest acts, that unsigned acts that the Soda has ever seen under the same roof. So this one's going to be our Christmas edition, you know. We had everyone from OBF in the building, you know what I'm saying? We got B-Dot Croc that was in the building at one time. Man, I'm talking about the list goes on. And then right after that, we got a New Year's Day event at Aqua Nightclub. It's the Mixtape Massacre. That one's actually getting a lot of buzz right now. We've been working with OS Entertainment, I mean Push Music. We had our last one, we had a 106 and Park DJ in there. Rapping it, we got MTV performers that was there, and pretty much it's a competition, but you'll win a sponsorship with some of these mixtape sites. We had Dat Piff, Live Mixtapes, Coast to Coast, all of them sponsoring it, so that's going to be huge, too.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Tell me a little bit more about the franchise, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? How did y'all start off, man? Who came up with the name? And, like, you know what I'm saying? How did y'all, you know what I'm saying, get to where y'all at now?
You know, the franchise, we're just looking at it, the name self-explanatory, you know, when you're a part of the team, we want to make sure that you are the main focus, you know what I'm saying? So whatever it takes to get you out there, we're going to put everything behind you to get it there. I came up with the idea to founding it, but then, you know, I had some of my homeboys help me out with it, and we've been hanging strong. Shout out Ryan Quinn, Devon Dovine, Dwayne, man. TJ, man, the list goes on. We've been doing that. That's how we started. I think it was May of 2011. And then we flipped them on them and brought them an all-female promo team. Man, I'm telling you, we probably had about 25 chicks on the squad, man. I'm talking about all-female promo. So that was crazy.
Man.
That was crazy, man. Man.
Man.
Got me in trouble a couple times at the crib, but you know how that be.
You know how that be, man. You know how that be. But, hey, man, all y'all callers, man, out
question.
There, man.
I want to ask
on.
A question. Okay, this is Ms. Quincy. So I want to know what your ultimate long-term goal is with the franchise. Where do you want to see yourself in the whole franchise in the future, like long-term?
I want to be one of the premier management companies. A lot of people don't know, you know, what's her name? Mona Scott. If you ever heard of Mona Scott, you know, she's the one that helped put 50 Cent on and a lot of other popular people, but you don't know because she was behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? And she's still getting paid off of these people to this day by helping them get their deals. So ultimately, I want to be that backing that a lot of local artists need to get them to the next level and then continue with giving them that guidance and advising them to do the right things in their music, you know, and not forget about your humble beginnings, you know. My whole thing is just about being fair and making sure that everyone gets the recognition that they deserve, you know. Like when we start doing shows, you know, so I received a lot of friction from other promoters in the city because a lot of them wasn't paying artists to perform, you know what I'm saying? And my whole look at it is, you know, if you're doing more than what I'm doing, why should I get paid more than you? You dig what I'm saying? I'm not getting on that stage and performing. That's you doing all the work, you know. So when I start, you know, paying cats to perform, you know, that started a lot of controversy, but that's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? You putting your 16 bars down on the track and studio time and staying up all night writing, you know, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to buy Pampers off of that. You know what I'm saying? That's you. So I'm just giving back to the people, and ultimately I want to be one of those brands that everyone knows about, you know? So.
Man, that's the realest shit a nigga ever said on Channel Real Talk. We gonna have to copy that tape and replay that every week right there. This nigga said, I ain't getting no Pampers off that night. Hey, my mama though, that's trill, man. You know what I'm saying? That's trill as hell. Nigga, we done had Webby and all these motherfuckers on this show. None of them niggas never said no shit like that, bro. Like, you know, but hey, this Channel Real Talk, so I'm gonna say what I feel, man. Hey, and all of you callers, man, if y'all want to ask my man a question, man, go ahead and press that one. He here for y'all. He here for, you know what I'm saying, us. You know, this the movement. This is how we do it. Channel Real Talk, man. Ain't nothing sugarcoated, no acting, no nothing. You know, ask that man a question. You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to answer that shit just as well as he answering ours. Ms. Queen T, you got something else you want to say to him, man?
Man, I got all kinds of stuff I want to say. You know, I'm Ms. Queen T. I keep it going. So I want to know.
Go ahead and shoot. You know we on the time. Go ahead and shoot.
Before we get into the college, so I know you know, besides the promoting and the graphics and the webs and booking all these shows, you do manage artists, correct? Just let me make that clear.
That's correct. Okay, that's correct.
So do the artists come to you to be like, yo, Renzo, you know, I want you to be my manager, or do you go out there and scout talent?
And see, I think that's the biggest misconception around right now. You know, most cats those shows just to make a quick dollar. I look at it as it's a showcase. You showcasing your talent for somebody. So what I do is, you know, I throw it out there. I got an event or a show coming up, and I invite all these people to come out and perform. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm scouting talent for my management team. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I do it. And then we'll go from there. You know, and a lot of people don't understand that it's a process with it. And just because you perform at one show don't mean you're signed. You dig what I'm saying? It's called longevity. You know what I'm saying? It's consistency. Without that, you know, you don't have anything. So, yeah.
So what type of things do you guys look for in artists when you're working with them, when you decide you want to work with that artist?
A lot of things go into factor. You got to have, I mean, if you don't have your state behind you, what makes you think you want to go on a national tour? So it goes about fan support and participation. You know what I'm saying? If you're an artist and you feel like you don't want to sell any tickets or you don't want to promote for a show, you know, don't be looking retarded when everyone's going to the bathroom and getting a drink when your set's on. They didn't come to see you. They came to see the person that sold them a ticket or invited them out. So I look for that. I look for stage presence as well, how you can conduct yourself on the mic, you know, saying getting the people involved with it as well. And you know, getting your brand out there as well. Don't sit up there and jump on the mic and be rapping. No one knows who you are, you know what I'm saying, where you come from, your label, what's next for you. That's your opportunity to take advantage of it, you know what I'm saying? So we look for all those kinds of different things. And then attitude as well. I mean, if you're a prima donna or somebody got an attitude thinking that everything is given to you, that's someone I don't want to work with because I know I'm going to have long-term issues with you eventually. So.
Mm-hmm. All that most definitely makes sense, man. You know, like,
well,
Go ahead, Soda. My bad.
My bad. Go ahead.
I want to take some phone calls. I want the light. The callers are lighting up. Shout out all the different area codes. But before I do that, I want to give a shout out to the chat box. Shout out to all the guests in the building. They, you know, if y'all want to log on and go ahead and sign in with your name besides the guests, go ahead and right-click your name and edit your name. But shout out to Miss Tiffany Cooper. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Universe as well in the chat box. Shout out to everybody tuned in right now. We got my boy Lorenzo Hampton in the building. We are the franchise right out here, straight out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we're about to get into these callers. And if you guys want to ask any questions or any, you know, anything about what he got going on in the whole movement, you know, go ahead and press that 1 at any time. I see the callers lighting up. If you don't, go ahead and press that 1, take the 1 off, or whatever you got to say, go ahead and press that 1. So we're going to get into the first caller. Call it out of the 731 area code. My bad. 706 894. Caller, who is this and where you calling from?
Hey, this, you know what I'm saying, calling from Killeen, Texas. What's up?
Yo, what's good with you, bro? Hey, yo, man, we got my man Lorenzo Hampton on the line. I don't know if you've been listening, man, but he a promoter slash manager slash, you know what I'm saying, just every goddamn thing, man. You got a question, anything you want to ask him, man? Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I got a shout-out to Miss Queen T, you know, the whole fam, man. I've been listening to y'all, man, especially when I was over there and deployed, and, you know, I was in Korea and, you know, Afghanistan and all that good stuff. Do you feel that the industry discriminates against people in the military? You know what I'm saying? Because even though I'm in the military, like I've been doing shows. I'm talking about out here in Dallas. In Houston, you know what I'm saying? I've only been here since, September. And, like, I've been getting a good feedback, a lot of feedback, actually. So do you think that the industry discriminates against people in the military?
Hey, thanks, bro. Thanks for calling in, too. Much love. Thank you for serving the country, bro. Real talk. Yeah, for sure. I think right now, I think we need that. You know what I'm saying? I really don't think they're discriminating. I think they really need that right now, something different, you know. It's so much the industry can take of people talking about smoking weed and messing with these chicks. And, you know what I'm saying, it gets old after a while. You actually coming from something that's real. Some, you know, people always want to talk about busting guns and this and that, but you're really out there busting guns. You dig what I'm saying? So, you
yeah.
know, it's about – you know, how it's going to go long term. You know, it may be a negative because, you know, a lot of labels might not want to book you because we don't know if he's going to get deployed, you know what I'm saying? We don't know how long his term's going to be overseas, you know, you never know. But I think right now, I think that's a good look, and we do need more of that positive people serving the country, making us feel safe over here. So, yeah, for sure, man, we need more of that. And keep doing what you're doing. Hit me up with an email, man. Send me some links, something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got you, man. I got you. Miss Queen T, you know, me and you going to fight, man. Next time I'll get a shout out. Look, and I'll be real, man. Not even to be cocky, man. Just like, I feel like there ain't too many R&B singers out here, like, especially what I've been hearing. I don't even think they on the level that I'm on. And like I said, I'm really considering getting out the military. You know, I got 3 years left on my contract, but I'm considering getting out before just to pursue what I love full time, and that's music. So, you know, I'm a singer, you know what I mean? So
it's not enough R&B singers out here, bro. Real talk. I say for every 15 rap artists, there's about one R&B singer. So, man, keep doing what you're doing. You're always going to set yourself apart from everybody anyway. So,
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to keep tuning in, man. I know y'all got more calls to get to and everything, but I'm going to keep tuning in, though.
Man, we most definitely appreciate your call, though, bro. We salute.
All right, no doubt.
Yo, that's my boy Casual. Shout out to him. Yo, Casual, I tagged you in on a status on Facebook. So if you want to link up with Lorenzo on Facebook, You can definitely go ahead and add him. Like I said, he does be doing showcases out here and all the other stuff, graphics.
Yeah, man. Don't be bluffing, man. Hit me up. Don't be bluffing.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you. Hey, Miss Queen T, I don't be bluffing. I'll hit you up, dog. And, all
right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, send you the contact info, you know what I'm saying? Correspond, email, telephone. Like, you know, I'd be tired of texting, man. I'm on this iPhone.
Right.
I ain't got no keypad. So, man, we don't have to talk on the phone or something.
Real talk.
All right, then. I appreciate y'all, though, man. Hey, Miss Queen T, hey, you got to play that Just Breathe or that Fresh tonight, man.
Just Breathe. I got Fresh. I don't got the other track. You know, I just got Let Me Get It and Fresh.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to get you that Just Breathe. You can play one of those. It don't even matter.
All right. Definitely. We're going to get into that track.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 845, caller 764. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What up? Jeremiah Da Vinci from New York. What's good?
Yo, yo, what's poppin', man? NY in the building, man. Hey, man, what you gonna tell him, man? You from Queens, Brooklyn. Where you at, man?
I'm from the BX, man.
BX Bronx, nigga, that's what's up. That's what it is. Hey, yo, know what I'm saying? We got a, know what I'm saying, Minnesota universal worker in the music on the line right now, my dude. You know what I'm saying? This dude, artist manage. I'm not saying artist manage. This dude manage artists, and, you know, he promote, throw shows. He got all type of, you know what I'm saying, team and backup, man. You got any questions for this dude, man? Anything you want to say to him, man?
Yeah, I got a big question, man. You know, maybe any, you know, all of y'all can answer this question for me. Do you think that New York rappers are relevant these days? Because, you know, when the genre got started, New York was at the forefront of the hip-hop community. Now, it's kind of in obscurity, and, you know, most of the hip-hop labels were in New York. Now it seems like, you know, they're not signing anybody. It seems like they're not signing anybody, or is it because of the lack of talent? Like, I'm trying to understand, like it's really going on in the industry, because it seems like, you know, it seems like it's leaning towards, you know, more the South and the Midwest, and it's been like that for maybe a good 10 years now. So, like, you know, the West is not, you know, irrelevant, and the East Coast is not irrelevant. It almost seems like it's more catered towards that area. Is that, you know, is that safe to say, or, you know?
So, basically, your question is New York rappers still relevant in the industry?
Is New York rappers relevant, or,
right,
you know, they're not getting signed because there's lack of talent?
Okay, Lorenzo, go ahead and handle that, my dude.
You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, bro. I think nowadays, just not even New York, but in general, I think rappers are smarter. I think labels right now are being greedy. You know, they want to sign cats to 360 deals. So what that means is when you leave, they own your name and everything else that come with it. You know what I'm saying? They make more money off a single or a ringtone than most artists get signed with multiple album deals. So I think artists right now, they're smarter. I mean, you may not get as much exposure, but you're actually making more money on the underground tip than being signed. That's what I think. And I think a lot of rappers nowadays are, you know, they're figuring that out the hard way. And, you know, that's why you see cats now, you know, on TV, you got one or two songs and then they fade off. I mean, you know, that's because they took that easy route out. Now you see rappers like a Nas, for example, you know what I'm saying? He signed to a big label, but he still got that underground buzz at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's because he paid his dues and he actually knows the ins and the outs. You just, you know, I think a lot of people just need to take the time out, sit down, and ask themselves really what they want to do. Do you want to make that quick money, sign to a label, and get out fast, or you want to stick around, build that hometown buzz, and get that long-term money? You get more money nowadays off of shows than you is off of record labels, I mean, record deals. So, I mean, look at the hard way. Gucci Mane, he may not be selling, you know, you know, millions of records, but he getting shows that pay him, you know, $20,000-$25,000 a show, and he putting out free mixtapes. So versus Soulja Boy, who signed, ain't making nothing. You know, I think his last album made like 14, you know, sold 14,000 records. I mean, that's what, if that's what he wants to do, that's cool on him, but you got to think about it smart and long term. So
right.
So basically overall, you know what I'm saying? Like overall, is it not have nothing to do with New York rappers? It's just the whole rap mentality that has changed? Is that what you're saying, Lorenzo?
Yeah, I think it just changed. I mean, I think it's not advertising anymore to get signed to a big label. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it anymore.
It's the whole way that, you know, things are run that's changed, and not the talent itself.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Straight like that. Hey, yo, you know what I'm saying? My nigga from the Bronx, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, man, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, man. Well, why don't you go tell us your name one more time, man?
No doubt, man. Yeah, man, my name is Jeremiah Da Vinci, man. I'm all over the place. Catch me on Twitter, Jeremiah10950. Yo, my music catalog is insane. I'm just putting that out there for everyone to hear. My catalog is insane. I got like a trillion songs. I just do songs, man. I think that, you know, if you hit somebody with one hit, then it'll take you to the stratosphere. So every day I'm doing a song. I do like maybe two songs a day. I've been a madman in December. You know what I mean? Check me out on Facebook, Jeremiah Da Vinci. You know what I mean? Click on my link, man, and click on all my – I got, like, you know, 4 mixtapes on deathhip.com. You know what I mean? It's just crazy right now. I'm just trying to –
And let me add on to what he just said, too, that my man got a point there, too. Like, this is to all my Midwest people right now. One single will put you out there. This is what people don't understand. Like, if you go to
in
New
this
York
– ATL
– these cats be putting out the same song for 3, 4, 5 years, pushing it hard, and then we just now getting on to that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about it in the long run.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You got to learn from the late great Michael Jackson. Now Michael was great since he was a little boy, but when Billie Jean hit, that's when he's in the stratosphere. So remember,
yep,
it only takes one joint. So, you know, y'all doing songs and y'all keep doing songs, but work on hits, because all it takes is one and everybody will know your name. And then they'll listen to whatever you got for another 2 years.
Yep.
Make one
hit, what's up,
and they'll follow you. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do, man. Check me out.
That's what's up. Hey, yo, Lorenz, man, why don't you go and say your info real quick one more time, just in case my man want to follow you on Twitter, or y'all want to, you know, link up or whatnot, whatever.
Yeah, find me on Twitter at Mr. Hampton. That's the easiest way right now, or you can go to wearethefranchise.com. My info on there, too. Or Miss Queen, man, send them some links, too, in the chat box or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, you already know I'll be on that shit. You already know I actually... tagged him on Facebook too, so
oh,
I tagged him in the status as well, Jeremiah Hill. So make sure y'all add each other and
Jeremy Hill, Jeremihil, check me out.
That's what's right up, bro. Good looking.
Hey, before y'all get into the next one, man, I want to give a big shout out to Miss Queen and Soda, man. I'm a big fan myself. You know what I'm saying? I always be listening, and y'all really doing your thing. Not just in that, but on your promotion tip, Miss Queen, and then Soda with the music, you know, OBF all day. So I just had to get that out.
Man, most definitely appreciate you, my dude. You know what I'm saying? We all a fan of each other's, man. That's why, you know, this is all love. This is all, you know, it's work. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, this shit right here, coming together right here, is the reward, man. So it's nothing.
Right. And I agree, you know what I'm saying? Like DV said, man, Minnesota people need to stick together and get off their fucking feet and do what they need to do. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, that Minnesota movement is what's up and definitely needs to go to the next level. So
that's what it
but,
is. Well, yo. Niggas been on a serious tip for a hold on, Quincy. Niggas been on a serious tip for a little second. Let me, you know, ask some crazy little stupid shit. You know how I do. This channel real talk. Hey, Lorenzo,
wait, what's
has anybody have asked you any crazy thing or tried to perform any crazy thing on you for a ticket, man?
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Because I know it's happened to me, man, and you a promoter, so I know it's had to happen to you, my nigga. Tell me the story.
Man.
You ain't got to put no names. You know,
well, I think the big one was when we brought Tyga up here. Shout out, you know, YMCMB and all of them. I had some. We were giving out free tickets at one of the shows, and you know, you got Tyga groupies all over the world, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, make a long story short, somebody wanted to make it nasty for some. For some tickets, you know. I can't do that. I'm a family man, you know what I'm saying? That's a PC answer for that question, but I'm a family man. Can't be doing
right.
that, you know. But, I love the enthusiasm, though, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so, right. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Hey, and like I said, hopefully one day, man, somebody will willing to be, you know what I'm saying, give some head or, you know, something for one of my tickets, for a sort of black ticket or some shit, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Hey. Seriously, because I be seeing these females in the club shaking ass and they be, you know, popping out titties and everything for a 2 Chainz ticket and for, you know, like, damn, you know? So, shit, you know what I'm saying, maybe one day, man.
Hey, and while we on the subject, man, I see all these Facebook posts and Twitters, man, Instagrams. It's like I see chicks on there. They want to get butt naked on the social network and then be complaining about how they can't find a real dude at the end of the day. Come on now,
man.
You want to get treated how you seen? That's what I don't understand. But
man,
I mean,
speak
it is
on
what
it, man.
It is,
speak on it. That's what it is, Queen T. Man, you got any input on that, man? You know.
No comment. I don't do that. So I can't really do. Even if I wanted to, I always try to keep it professional because I have so many haters and so many people watching me all over the place. And you know what I'm saying? They can use it as blackmail, but I try to keep it professional on all of them. All about Next to Blow Radio or artists that I'm performing, or you know, I may throw a little personal stuff in there, but never know. Nothing like that. You will never
like
catch
that,
me, Queen. Hey, you might catch me in the club though, off the job, being, you know, throwing back some drinks and, you know, maybe getting nasty or something in the club, but
blaming it on the goose later on.
Right.
You, I gotta be low profile.
If you notice, she had to say a drink first before she said
right.
the night, girl. Anyways, but
what else to do? Well, we gonna get into some questions. We got a question in the chat box. Shout out to Tiffany and Jacqueline in the chat box as well. I have a question
from
Tiffany.
About?
Tiffany wants to know how much harder is it for a femc to make it in the industry opposed to a male? Do you think it's a different avenue that males and female artists have to take to make it in the industry?
Yeah,
Lorenzo?
It's really hard. It's really hard. I feel like, you know, it's two ways. It's two things that I'll be looking at. You know, there's those female MCs that want to be all sexual and explicit, so then they get disrespected more often because of those lyrics. And then we got those femcs that, you know what I'm saying, look more, you know, I don't know what the term is, more butch or manly, and they're not getting as many opportunities as a femc. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, it's a double-edged sword, and it sucks, and, you know, and I wish the industry would change, but you just got to work twice as hard as the dudes, because 9 times out of 10, the club owners are males, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, the promoters are going to be males, so it's like, you know, they want to make sure that they can get a crowd in there, and people can rock with it, and hardcore, you know, it could be all different kinds of factors, so I think you just got to play it safe and choose, you know, wisely who you want to work with, who you don't want to work with, because there's going to be a lot of guys that want to book chicks for shows only to see what's going on after the show or try to, you know, kick it with them or whatever. I've seen it happen a lot, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to be, you just got to be focused, because one thing about males is that, you know what I'm saying, once they get that opportunity, you know, that your business is out there. So then nobody's going to work with you because they're going to be like, oh, I don't want that kind of rep working with her because she did this and that to get a slot on the show. And that may not be the truth, but you got to make sure that you don't play that position. You dig what I'm saying? So I think if your music going hard, You know what I'm saying? Your shows go hard, you ain't going to have a problem. You just got to be safe and think twice about who you're working with.
That's what it is, man. You can never get no realer than that. I hope that answered the question. I'm saying, well, what's her name again? What's her name?
Her name is Tiffany, and she said Cali Stand Up. So
right.
Cali Stand Up. Send me them links, Tiffany, too. If you're a rapper, singer, man, I need all of that.
Man, hey, yo, I got a question, man. You know, I got a question. This right here is a dream concert, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you could pick one building and three artists, I mean, any building in the world and any three artists in the world to throw a show, who would them three artists be and where would they be performing at?
Oh, man. I would have to say Madison Square Garden, man. That's a dream come true, that one. Man, if a person
can
sell that out, you ain't even got to work for the rest of your life. It's that big, man. For real. I mean, hold so many people, and you can tax a couple hundred bucks for a ticket, you know what I'm saying, if it's the right thing. But artists, man, why you got to do me like that, man? Man, I gotta put Soda Black on there. Now I'm just playing, man.
Oh,
man. eventually, but I don't know.
Right.
Living or dead, man. They got to be living or dead.
Shit, man, it's a dream, man. So the rules is yours, man. You make the rules.
Man, I want to put, man, you know, everybody going to say Biggie, Tupac, and all that. I don't know.
Right.
I probably have to go with a Tupac. I never seen him live. That's one thing I always dreamt of doing, is seeing that dude perform live, because I'm pretty sure if he go that hard in his music, man, the show would be crazy. So I gotta do Tupac, man. That'd be a good one. Man, put Jay-Z on that mug. You know it's going to sell out with Jay-Z. Oh,
man, sold out already. Boy, you done sold out the concert.
Man.
You got niggas watching it from the parking lot now.
Man. And, man, the last one, I mean, I like commercial rap, but with me, I got to have some substance, man. Anybody come
right
in there, throw some chicks on the stage with some thongs and shit and make a ass anthem, but,
right.
Man, you making it hard. The last one, I love me a Pimp C, man. Pimp C always should go hard. You know, it'd be hard for him to bring him up there, man. I even go with a Big L, you know what I'm saying? Because the way his grind was and where he was
right
in his career, I think that would be a dream come true for him. And I think he'll go super hard trying to make sure that it's memorable. So I go with them three, man, because I got to bring an underdog on there too.
All right. And I'll say one more thing,
I want to throw a twist on there.
You want to throw a twist too?
Great.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to throw a twist. Okay, those three people that you just told, and you could choose three Minnesota artists to open up for them.
Oh, man.
Who would you bring?
Three Minnesota artists.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man. Three Minnesota artists. You're making it hard.
I'm making thinking,
man,
now.
You're going to get me in trouble, man. I mess with everybody here
thinking
in Minnesota. Good
it can
artists
be three groups,
like,
too.
You might want to say labels on this one.
Man, I would have to go through with let's do five. I like the whole OBF fam, man. And that's not a trick question. I mean, trick answer either, for real. There's so many of them. I know I can pack them mug out with them, with all their fans, man. I'll just go with them, man. I like the whole I like Time's Up. I don't know if y'all know who that is, man. I like Time's
Up. Yeah, I know who that
is. Cool. I like them, man. He bring a lot of good energy, too. I mean, typical people want to say, like, a Rocky Diamonds or That Guy Soda. I mean, I rock with them, you know what I'm saying? But you said it's my show.
Yeah, it's your show.
Hey, they haven't hit me up for a show yet, so I'm about to X them out real fast. Nah,
that's
all right. Though. Man, I had to bring everybody out there. Everybody got 3 minutes, man. That's all I got to do. 3 minutes, man. Get your song out.
Straight like that. Straight like that.
Oh, you know what? And I like them Young and Rich Kids, man. Those Hot Cheetos and Takis, man. I like that. My son be vibing to that. So if y'all ain't know who that is, YN Rich Kids, Hot Cheetos and Spikes, man. Check them out.
Man, hey, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? She added a twist, man. You know, I got to add a small twist. How much would them tickets cost, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? General admission will be what? And VIP will be how much?
We talking the Minnesota one, or are you talking about the other one?
Oh, that's together. You know what I'm saying? All them shows are together.
Oh, all together?
Yeah,
man.
That's all together.
You know I still got to pay artists, too, at the end of the night. I don't know, man. Let's just do a bill, all the seats, man. First come, first serve. So if you, that sell it out real fast. You snooze, you lose.
How much for the what the fuck they call them? The motherfucking skybox seats, right?
Skybox.
Huh?
Oh man, you gonna need some racks for that one. You gonna need some racks. Real talk.
Straight like that.
Man, then I might even be selling all access passes, man, on my mama.
Oh, wait, you gonna need about a million, huh?
Man, right.
Man, that's what's up. Hey, yo, man, why don't you go and tell the people, man, about them events one more time, just in case they wasn't on when you was talking about them. You know, all the little December events you got coming up real quick,
man.
Those three.
We got the Underground City. That's going to be December 13th at the Terminal. That's in Uptown, Minneapolis. That's going to be a great show. It's actually a launch party. They're starting a TV show, and they brought me in to help out with that one. It's going to be aired in St. Paul. All of St. Paul is going to be on that one. So that's December 13th, Terminal Bar, Trend Breakers. Shout out Trend Breakers, man, and everybody on that thing. And then we got the One Dope Christmas show. That one's going to be December 19th. It's at the Imperial Room downtown, part of the One Dope-Ass Show series. That's the third installment. That one is a 21-plus event, man. Come out. Oh, and you get free admission if you come in with a toy donation all night. I don't care what time it is. Come in there at 1:59, drop a toy off in the box, you good for the rest of the night. So that's a big one. Shout out to Salvation Army. You got something going on with them for that one. And then we got the big one, Mixtape Massacre. That's going to be at Aqua Nightclub. That one we got, I don't know, man, we got a lot of big surprises. I don't want to spoil them right now, but I'll tell you about the last one. We had 106 and Park DJs in there. We had MTV in the building. We had BET in the building. But this one is going to be even crazier. And this one at Aqua Nightclub, this was going to be New Year's Day. So that's going to be crazy. So come in there with your hangover, you know what I'm saying, get the party on. Man, I tried to get New Year's Eve, man, but you know how they be taxing downtown. So they gave me one even better. So New Year's Day, come through. Bring your people out. I got some tickets for y'all too, man. And do some giveaways, man, if we got any Minnesota calls. If not, man, do some kind of giveaways. I got tickets for all of them for anybody that want to come through. And can I do a quick shout out real fast? People texting me and shit right now.
Go on, do your thing.
Man, shout out OS Entertainment, Push Music, Overcome All Imperial, Trend Breakers, Franchise Ladies, Team Franchise. We got shout out OBF, man. Shout out to Teresa, that's my right hand. Shout out to New Vibe Entertainment. Man, list goes on. Shout out Orange Tree Entertainment. Oh, man. Shout out Aqua. Shout out Elixir. Shout out Imperial Room. Man, shout out the whole Minnesota, man. Top line entertainment, all y'all, man. It's all love.
That's what it is.
Yo, I have another question for you, but I know we have some more callers that want to ask you some questions as well.
Sure.
You have something to do? You busy, or can you take some more callers?
Y'all got my time, man. I'm good. You know me, I ain't doing nothing but trying to sell snow to an Eskimo, so it's all good.
That's
okay.
A real nigga shit right there.
Okay, well, I'll get into my question after we get some more callers. Let's see if these Minneapolis, St. Paul numbers want to ask you something. Let's get into it, 651-242.
Hey, yo, man, this Scale Gang, man. DZ, man, y'all know what it is, man. Look like y'all know what it is.
TV in the building, Scale Gang, what's up?
Yeah, what's the deal, man? You know, I just had to go ahead and get my input in here because I haven't really came across it, heard about Lorenzo. I think I'm friends with him on Facebook or some shit. I don't know, but what I want to ask you is, you don't know who Scale Gang is?
Man, of course. I think you is my friend on there, man. I think some of your people try to get at me about a show coming up too. I think was it Grind City Boys too? Is y'all affiliated with them?
He did a thing where he wanted me to do a song with him, but when I ain't got really no thing going on. But no, I just wanted to know, let you know who I am, man. You know, I'm all for the Minnesota movement, man. Like Soda Black, man, T Queen, man. I've been fucking with them ever since, man. It was like you sound like a real good dude, and I like your outlook and how you speak about this music shit, man.
Oh man, thanks a lot, bro. See, most people they wouldn't be like, oh man, yeah, I heard of you and the next caller. Man, I know about these dudes out here, bro, and it's all love, man. And you know, like I said, you know, a lot of dudes out here will be taxing for information, man. It's whatever. I'm trying to help other people get on because eventually I know y'all gonna help me out if you get on. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I hear what you're saying, and it's kind of hard for you to be that way because you got to think about how niggas is snakes out here and all that. So I understand
right.
When motherfuckers be on their own thing. Like, no, I'm not really fucking with motherfuckers. You know, so, you know, I just
right.
Let you know who I am, man. You know, I'm on Twitter at who the fuck is DV. You know what I'm saying? Skill Gang, stand up, man. Soda Black, y'all know what it is. It's nice to meet you, man. I'm really going to follow you. I'm coming to your shows, man, and I really look up to what motherfuckers is doing for the Midwest.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, bro. And, yeah, let's connect, man. Let's work.
All right, D Queen, so to take it over, though.
All right, that's what's up. We're going to take, let me see, two more callers, and then we'll let Lorenzo handle his business. But we're going to get into another caller out of the 612-701.
What's up,
man?
It's your boy,
Blaze.
Blicka, blicka, blaze.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though, I did just tune in, so I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, we got my nigga Lorenzo Hampton online, man. You know, promoter / artist management / everything. And this nigga was dropping some real ass knowledge, real ass information, you know, that artists and everybody could, you know what I'm saying, relate to and pick up on to sharpen their skills. So basically, you got a question for my nigga, shout out, anything, you know.
I just tuned in, so therefore I don't really know what everybody was talking about. I don't know what the conversation was, but I mean, I heard Skill Gang talking to him a little bit about, you know, but I know y'all here doing this thing, man, you know. I don't think I really heard because I've been busy and shit, so I ain't really be on the music shit lately, but I mean, I respect him. We're supporting everybody, you know what I'm saying, in Minnesota, because everybody around here, you know, doing the same thing. So, of course, everybody, right. Some people going to hate. But,
okay.
You know, everybody just need to get together, man, to make a big movement. And I think that's what you're trying to do, and I respect that.
Hey, much love, bro. It's too many clicks out here, man. That's how I feel. And if everybody starts working together, nobody can stop us. Real talk.
Yeah, and it's only us, man. Everybody's got to stop all this hating, man, all this... Just bickering and little shit, man. Everybody's grown out here, man. I think everybody just needs to come through, man, and just, you know, make music. That's what we're here for, shit. That's what you want to do. Do it. You know? But,
right.
Yeah. You know, but.
Hey, thanks a lot,
yeah,
bro.
Man, I was just calling in, showing love, man.
Man, we most definitely appreciate you, my nigga, man. You got any shout-outs, anything you want to do, Blaze? Okay?
Man,
you want to let the people know where to find you at?
Find me at Blaze Turned Up Coleman, Facebook, man, at Antoine. 22 High on Twitter, man. Shit, OBF, y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. I heard Scale Gang on here. Shout out to them. You know, everybody that's doing their thing. I ain't really can't name everybody right now because I just called in, but I gotta go and shit. But everybody here doing their thing, man. Everybody, but yeah, man. I just want to be like, yeah. So, anyways, I'm having New Year's, you know, jump off, man. 38 and Fremont, man. Y'all see the flyer on Facebook. Got any information, man? Holler at me, man. So, you know, I'm doing it like that. But, yeah, man, let me hear that. I got a song request, too, though. Let me hear that that Blaze and Rello, you know, Nobody's Perfect, man, when y'all get a chance.
Most definitely got that in rotation, man. We appreciate you for calling in, nigga. Salute.
No doubt, man. Bye.
Hey, yo, Lorenzo.
Yes, sir.
Man, with something, man, that you want for Christmas this year, even though you might not can't afford it or you might not, you know, just can't get it right now, but you know you want it, man. You know what I'm saying? What's that gift, man?
Man, I need a vacation, man. This snow got me all messed up right now.
Man, where you trying to go, man? Where you trying to go?
Man, I need to go to Brazil with them big, I mean, yeah.
I already know what you're
going
to say.
Miami, man. Check out
Heat
game. Oh, my God.
Man. Say no more, nigga.
How you gonna
I watch
take
the
my
rap videos,
though?
Too, nigga. He said, what? He said, what, Queen T?
I said, you took my question. You took my question. Now I got to come up with another question.
Oh, that was your, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
It's
hey,
cool,
it was,
it's cool. I got some more questions. I told you I could keep them going. You know what I'm saying? I'm Miss Queen T. Yo, Renzo, we got some 731 area calls in here that been holding for a minute. So we're going
to
get into the 731-83 caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jackson, and I want to give my husband, Eskimo, a shout-out. He just called not too long ago.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Shout-out to Eskimo. And I'm saying, where you calling from, you said again?
Jackson.
Oh, okay. Right, right.
Oh,
Jackson.
Hey, that's love. She's been on hold a long time to shout her boo out.
yeah. Man, most definitely. That's most definitely love right there. And she got love for the station, so we got love for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, Miss Lady, what you want for Christmas? If you could pick anything, what would you get for Christmas?
I want some Eskimo.
Hey.
Oh, I want a lot of money.
A lot of money. What's a lot of money? Because, you know, ain't no such thing, really.
Maybe like $1 billion or something.
Yeah. That's a little bit of money. That's a little bit. No, I'm fucking with you. Hell yeah, that's a lot of money, man. She looking at me like, what? That's a little bit. Yeah.
She said,
what,
a billion or a
billion?
I'm
looking at my phone crazy.
A billion.
Kind of
she
like,
said a
really
billion.
Her...
She
a
said
billion.
A billion.
Oh, man, I go crazy
right.
With $1 billion.
Right. Shit, I ain't even got a rack in my pocket talking about $1 billion ain't a lot. Hey, this kind of real talk. I'm going to keep it real. I'm broke as shit right now, but hey, it's soda black. It's hard being black, you know?
You got to make it fun.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Eskimo, man. Shout out to the whole Jacksonville, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, all the East Coast people, all the West Coast people, down south, Midwest. Shout out to my nigga Lorenzo, man. That, you know, he came through today, you know, blessed us with some knowledge, with some motherfucking real nigga spit. Shout out to Miss Queen T for just, you know, coming up here co-hosting with me today. Like, you know, I don't know how the fuck I was going to do it without you. What's up?
We got some more callers that want to speak to Lorenzo.
Man, well, buzz them in. You know me, I talk all goddamn night.
No, I thought you were trying to end the episode.
We ain't ended till my nigga
Renzo,
ready to
you
go.
Fuck, you know what, Renzo, you stuck with us till the show ends. I'm sorry to tell you.
Goddamn. Hey, my nigga, just hang up whenever you done.
I'll let y'all know before
I'm going to tell the people. I'm going to just tell the people that we lost connection, you know what I'm saying? Because she's trying to keep you for a hostage, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's all right, though. It's all right.
All right, we're going to get into a caller out of the 302-690. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, AC, man. I'm back, you know. Straight out of Delaware, man, you know.
Man,
what's up,
straight out of
up?
Delaware.
Yo, AC, you got a question for Lorenzo?
Hey, yeah, man, shout out to Lorenzo, man. I was hearing, you know, that he was doing events. Just want to get an idea, man, like as far as, you know, when you do your event, what's like one thing that you feel like is a takeaway from every event that you do?
It's probably promoting it as the best event. That's probably the only problem. I can't go in there and say this is going to be the best, dopest event. And then got one right back to it. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep everything on the same level so no artists feel like they got cheated, you know, so I should have waited until the next one, you know what I'm saying? So just keeping that standard up there, really, and keep everything fair.
That's what's up.
Definitely. Yeah,
so what,
man,
you
I
rap,
appreciate
well, that. You're an artist?
Oh, nah, man. I actually, I co-host, you know, at the station in Delaware at College Radio 91.3.
Okay. I need to get on that,
you know,
too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, we can get that on. We can connect, man.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Lorenz, I know Miss Queen T said that she going to post your info, but, you know, man, niggas is word of mouth, man. Go tell my dude what's your info, you know what I'm saying? And,
Easiest way is on Twitter, at Mr. Hampton, all together, MRHAMPTON, at Mr. Hampton. That's the easiest way, man. That's direct. Or even if niggas got pins on them right now, you can hit me up, man. 952-356-2440. And if you love your ladies and whatnot, hey, don't call after midnight, man. You might get that cussed out.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to my nigga out of Delaware, man. It's the second time back, man.
Yo,
no doubt.
I know AC didn't mention, but he also manages artists as well, too. So definitely try to get him promoting and performing and stuff for his artists. But, yeah, I do keep my word, and I did post you guys, tag you on Facebook. So shout out to that.
We got one more. I might have to run in a minute.
All right. Yo,
I told
AC,
you she's trying to keep you
watches,
bro.
I see.
I'm not. No, I'm just.
Hey,
she had me up
all night, man, working on that logo, man. A nigga tired. I need to get some Z's.
Oh, man. Miss Queen T, pay that man, man.
I'm about to. Yo, y'all got me fucked up. Y'all know I'm going to pay that shit. Let's go to 773-759.
Hey, what's up? It's Anaya. How are you?
Hey, Denaya.
What's good?
What's up? Denaya,
you know,
let everybody know where you're calling from, and do you have a question for Lorenzo?
Have you done a tour? Have you done any shows in Chicago?
That's another thing I'm working on right now. We had a tour called the Unsigned Underrated Tour that just ended in the summertime. We kicked off with some cities in, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Chicago was supposed to be a tour. I don't know what happened with that one. Another stop, but that's something I'm trying to do in the future as well. So if you got any connects or any good clubs or places I need to go or hit up, I need that info early.
I definitely do. Make sure to get at me on Twitter at DANAYADB4U. We do a monthly showcase here, and we're always looking for dope artists to come in. So,
Hey, yo. You got my info, right?
I do not. I'm sure I can get them Queen T, though.
Tagged you in on Facebook.
All right, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Hey, yo, I don't know about y'all, but I want to know right now, what club be popping in Chicago?
We have an event called Feature. And it's actually in Berlin. So the event is called Feature. It happens once a month. Especially in a club called in Berlin. It's called at Tiger Will Styles. We had an amazing event yesterday. And so the next one we have is in January. And so we do it like at the end of each month typically. So make sure you holler at me if you guys want to come in or whatever. Let me know. And then I can talk to the promoter and see what's going on, see how many artists we can get from out of state. Because we definitely want to connect.
Absolutely. Hey, yeah, we need that info early. Let me get that info. Miss Queen gonna tag us, right?
I already did.
Whatever.
Cool.
All right, cool. And shout out to Chicagoland, Southside Chicago, all my GI Gary people, man. Everybody in that area, we all over.
Man, that's what it is. Hey, yo, Lorenz, man.
Can I ask one question just before we let him go?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got to know. Okay, so you doing all these showcases and stuff, and you shouted out a lot of the clubs that you worked with. So I want to know, what club would you like to work with out here that you have not yet touched?
Oh, man. I probably got to say, man, we did I want to do Myth, man. Myth is probably one of the biggest ones in Minnesota right now. And I feel like if you can get Myth, you can, man, that's it. Game over. That's how I feel. So, I mean, we already did stuff at Epic, you know what I'm saying, Aqua, everywhere, and then, you know, I got to hit my St. Paul as well, so I think Myth is my next goal.
That's what's up. That's what's
I
up.
I think that one holds probably like maybe 5,000 or 6,000, maybe even more than that.
Man, that's what it is. That's what it is. Well, shit, man, we most definitely appreciate you, man, for, you know, coming through, sharing all your info, man, all your links, you know, all your time, because I know your time is money, you know what I'm saying? So, man, we appreciate you for spending that money with us, Channel Real Talk.
Hey, no problem,
so, man.
Not, hey, now I got to go into this Target and sell some tickets real fast for niggas working.
Man, straight like that. I'm about to get off here and sell them 2-for-1s. You know me, I got them 2-for-8 Imperial Room, December 19th. You know what I'm saying? All y'all out there, it's going down. One dope Christmas show. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like
we
I said
got a $500 prize giveaway too for that night. So, man, come through, get that money. Easy money.
Man, Minnesota, I know you hear it, man. $500, man. I know a nigga that'll come from out of town to get that, so come on, man. We already here, yeah. We already here. Let's go. Shout out to my nigga Lorenzo, the whole franchise, man. You know, Next to Blow Radio, Channel Real Talk. We fuck with you, my nigga. OBF, we fuck
right
with you, my nigga.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on there. It's an honor.
Man.
All right.
Hey,
yo,
Ms. Quinn,
Renzo, before
hey,
you
Quinn,
go ahead and give out your links one more time for the listeners, the email, your Twitter, your Facebook, the website, the number if you want. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to do, last minute promos on the show, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If you're an artist and you're trying to get your name out there, trying to get your music out there, man, hit me up on my website, wearethefranchise.com. There's some links on there. It tells us a little bit about us, what we do. Or you can hit me directly at Mr. Hampton on Twitter. Or you can even hit me up directly at CEO at wearethefranchise.com. Hit me up. Let me know. Give me some links, man. If you're a promoter out of state, let's connect. Let's get this bread together. Let's connect the cities, man. Connect the dots.
Man, that's what's up, man. It's most definitely some people from out of state on this channel because, you know, Miss Queen, she got them on lock, you know what I mean? So it most definitely goes
man,
down.
We got, man, we got work again, man. Y'all need to bring me on there once a month, man. Drop some knowledge on these cats.
Man, I ain't got no problem with that, man. You know, this channel Real Talk, man, so you know you a real nigga and, you know, you got home here, my nigga.
All right, much love, man. Y'all have a good night, man. Be easy.
For sure, bro.
All right.
What's up? Yo,
Miss
so
Queen T.
What it do?
Then we have a song request that we can go out on. I think it's called like Fresh or something like that. What my man say? I don't know what it was.
Oh,
shout
yeah, we got my boy Casual Fresh. We're going to get into that song. And then we got a request by Blaze featuring Rello.
Oh, yeah. My nigga Blaze on that,
so
too.
We'll go on those two tracks. But we have another caller that wants to go live. We'll take this caller, then we're going to get into those requests. So let's go ahead and get into the 731-928.
Yo, 731-928. Yo, you on Channel Real Talk. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah. This is Boy Eskimo once again. And I was listening. And
yo,
I wonder what the dude say his number was.
Oh, Miss Queen T, did you write it? I got it, but I
gotta
look at my phone.
Yeah, just hold on.
Right.
Yo,
if you got Twitter,
you can follow him on Twitter as well. His name is Mr. Hampton, or we are the letter R, the franchise. You can definitely hit him up. But he did give out his number on air, too, so you can definitely hit him up if you got a pen and paper. And this goes for anybody that's listening that missed his number, that wants to connect with our guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? He puts together shows. He does graphics, does websites, promotions, everything. So if y'all want to link up with our guest tonight, Lorenzo Hampton, we are the franchise. His number is 952-356-2440. Again, 952-356-2440.
All right.
And when he starts seeing all them extra, them different area codes, just let him know you got the number right here on Next to Blow Radio.
On Channel Real Talk, man. Otherwise, he's going to be like, who the hell is this?
Already, real shit.
For sure.
Okay. That's
hey, yo, Queen T.
Yo.
since we on that OT time, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to keep the people too long. So let's just play half and half of them two tracks that we got left.
All right, all right. We're about to get into these last two tracks of the night. Thank y'all for tuning in. This your girl, Miss Queen T, co-host with my boy, Soda Black. You know what I'm saying? Make
it's
sure y'all check me out tomorrow. What's up?
No, I said it's hard being black, but you said check you out tomorrow. What time tomorrow?
Yeah, check me out myself, Miss Queen T Magasia, on Next to Blow Radio, the Miss Queen T Magasia show, right here, same channel, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So same number, same website, you know. And we'll be interviewing a few artists from Minneapolis. Goes by the name of Remedy, you know what I'm saying, and C-Ride. Also, Donnell Jones will be in the building. So make sure y'all tune in this Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So, and we live every day of the week. So tune in every day of the week. We got a different host every day of the week. So,
man, y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, man. That nigga Remedy, singer, that man go hard, you know what I mean? He know what I'm saying, worked with a few close friends of mine, and I heard the music, heard the work, seen the grind, and it goes down, you know what I'm saying? And that's just, you know, half of the show, what she got tomorrow. She got a whole lot more, you know, in store. So shout out to Miss Queen T and Magasia on Next to Blow Radio tomorrow.
Make sure y'all tune in every Monday, too. Soda Black is back every Monday. Channel Real Talk right here. You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. Thank you again, Soda, for letting me come on with you. And make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, too. I'm trying to get his following game up at Soda underscore B-L-A-K-K.
Man, B-L-A-K-K. Don't get it twisted, man. S-O-T-A underscore B-L-A-K-K at Twitter.
Yo, Soda, before
yo.
I get into the track, I got to ask you, wait. I got to ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, damn, me? Yeah. I've been asking all these people, and I ain't even think about my goddamn self. Ain't that something? What I want, I would want, I would want a platinum plaque for my,
hey.
For my black... For my Black History album that's coming out in February, I want a platinum plaque for that. You know, 100,000 copies sold straight like that.
Yes,
well, actually,
sir.
I'm tripping. What
hey,
the fuck? I said 100,000. That's a million.
You?
That's a million copies sold. I said 100,000. 500,000 is gold. A million is platinum. I want a platinum plaque.
Hey, Santa.
Straight
yeah,
like that.
Make sure you get that on there. All right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to get into these last two tracks of the night. First track we're going to get into is Rello featuring...
Blicka Blicka Blaze, the hot one.
Yes, and the second track after that, we're going to get into Casual Fresh. All right, thank y'all for tuning in. Don't go nowhere. Tune in every day of the week. Love y'all. Thank y'all. Go.
Yo.
Hey, check it out. Check it out. You see Shorty with the sundress on? That's me all the way. I'm about to go holler at her. Yeah, she might have a man. I ain't trying to replace her, man. She's gonna be a soulmate or something. A friend at least. I'm gonna holler at you, man. All right, Joe. My name Rella, what's your name, little mama? She replied, my name Charmaine, what an honor. But rappers all pretend to come with a lot of problems. Then I said, I'm far from that, I promise. But then you got a man, she hollered out kinda. Then I said, damn, how long you had that problem? It seems like she don't even know if she wanna miss the wrong time. If you tied down, we in the summer. Oh shoot, where's my manners? I just stopped you. I can't let you go if I got to. She said, you ain't stop me, boy, I stopped you. So I ain't got a minute, I got two. Damn, game my feet, but it won't be a game if you hang around me. Now she wanna know how it's really gonna be. So she walked in my car and then sat in my seat. 10 minutes later, then we headed to the spot. Kissed her on the neck, then I found her spot. She was like, I don't really want you to stop, but can we start off with a little bit of talk? Cool, where do you want me to start? Get a come out of your clothes so it ain't dark. No, I got a child, but I work out. But I blame him for giving me stretch marks. Baby girl, I'm grown, and I got a child of my own. Plus, I understand life. So who the hell gon' say that's wrong? And to me, you bad to the bone. Cut off my phone, turn on my song. Give a massage, rub your shoulders. Whisper in her ears and told her. Nobody's perfect, but your body's perfect, baby. Because you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, but your body's perfect, baby.
because it's perfect for me. I'm fly, call me pilot. She like when I'm inside it, I feels up her body. Cause fucking is my hobby, and I would love to call you my main thing. Good thing, baby, I love to call you my main thing.
Dick is, she ain't perfect. For the pussy is, now let's click up and let's do this. This ain't personal, this just business. Her friends think she be tripping, but she think it's the greatest. Now we gon' keep on kicking it. Fuck around making my main chick. My last relationship went all wrong. Thought she was polite, but I was all wrong. Now I'm good, on to the next one. But I've been on straight to the next one. You can't call her Jamie. Spell it different, but it's okay with me. She a freak, he know I like that. Tell her drop a little, she gon' work. Skin smoother than Michael Jackson moonwalk. Beat the pussy up, man, she had to cool off. Trust is you ain't got no more. She right for me, I thought I let y'all know. Earlier I said might make it my main, but we gon' keep kicking like Johnny K. She getting her feelings sometimes, but that could be fucked like all the time. Tell your friends stop hating, cause she ain't got nobody to cake with. Girl, your body banging, might eat that, I'm just saying. Girl, let me see how you looking at thong. Girl, let me see how you move to this song. She licked her lips, smack the ass.
Your body's perfect, baby, because it's perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, but your body's perfect, baby, because it's perfect for me.
I'm fly, call me pilot. She like when I'm inside it, I feels up her body. Cause fucking is my hobby, and I would love to call you my main thing. Good thing, baby, I love to call you.
Yay. It's Casa, baby. Yeah. Baby girl, it's fresh, fresh. That Louis, that Gucci, that Prada, that Dolce & Gabbana. How'd you get inside those units? Long care, don't care. Has manicure, feet, pedicure. No makeup on. Damn. No makeup on. Kill 'em, dress check. Stiletto heels check. Swag on heels. She got racks on deck. Conscious, she break necks. Forever fresh, fresh to death. Always on her bed. Nothing less, nothing less.
Baby, girl, it's fresh, fresh. That Louis, that Gucci, that Prada.
Jazzy, Papa, Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Prada. She get freshest in the water. She get it from her mama.